as we talk girls golf here, and this will be the final time, I believe, that they're going to go to Colby. They've been there twice already this year, and this past Monday they had league there, and it's regionals on Monday, so they probably know the course as well as Colby does here. So we're talking with a couple of the golfers here on the varsity here from Scott Candy Hardware, starting off here with junior Tori Forden. How are you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. Monday looked like you had a pretty good day there, and what seemed to work for you there at Colby?
Oh, geez, I don't know. It was just a good day. I was feeling pretty good about it as soon as I got there.
All right. And did you feel probably the most relaxed, maybe the most confident you've been all year?
Yeah. I really thought I was going to do bad, and then I ended up shooting what I shot, and so I felt pretty good about it.
What are some things that you've done maybe to improve to put you in that position that you were at on Monday?
Well, I realized that if I can hit the ball far the first two shots, because I am really bad at putting, that it doesn't matter how many strokes when I putt that I get. So,
well, has your putting, has your short game gotten better, though?
Nope.
Nope. Well, I know you got a couple of days here to correct that, but what's been the, what are maybe some of the challenges that you face when you play there at Colby?
Oh, definitely, they have a lot of sand pits, which really suck to get out of, and their greens are extremely fast and patchy, so.
Maybe a little faster than you've normally been accustomed to this year.
Yeah, our course is very nice.
Yeah, it is. They do a good job with that. But I guess, what are you looking at to accomplish on Monday?
Well, I'm hoping to shoot the same, like my goal is to shoot what I shot last time, but if I can get under that, I wouldn't be mad about it, so.
Well, that's, you want to get better.
Yes.
Yeah. You want low score wins, right?
Yes.
All right. How fun has this year been for you for golf?
Great, actually. The team is very nice, and the seniors are very welcoming, and I'm definitely going to miss them next year. I wish I would have started my freshman year. I'm not going to lie.
Well, you got to say nice things about the seniors since you're sitting next to
them. Yeah,
right?
That's very true.
All right. Well, Tori, you've had a pretty good season, and good luck to you coming up at regionals on Monday.
Thank you, Adam. I appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. Once again, Tori Ford joining us here, and we're joined here with one of the seniors, Paige Pruitt here. And Paige, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. And thanks again for joining me here. And can you believe that it's already postseason time?
It's gone by very quick.
Yeah, it does. It does. But, you know, Monday was kind of a tough day there, a warm day. And how'd you feel like maybe you did overall, considering all the elements on Monday?
I don't really think any other factor came into my playing. It was just me, and I didn't do how I wanted to do. But I don't think any of the elements really played a role in that.
Well, I mean, I guess it's been about warm for about every golf meet this year, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has.
Used to it. I guess probably the difference here for you this time around at Colby, maybe the last time you had 18 holes. So now that you kind of you've played the course a couple of times this year, what are some of the bigger challenges that maybe you have to face there in playing at that course?
I think their greens are very awful to putt on. They're so fast, and like Tori said, they're in really rough shape.
Mm-hmm. On the faster greens, like you mentioned there, to putt on, what are some things that you have to do to maybe, I don't know, probably slow things down?
Well, if you're chipping, you probably want to land it onto the green rather than roll it so it doesn't roll over. And if you're putting, you just kind of got to think about, can't hit it as hard as you usually do.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've been out for golf. Have you been out all 4 years?
Yeah.
All right. What's it been like? You've seen it from your freshman year to your senior year. What's it been like through all 4 years of high school?
Overall, it's just been really fun. I mean, even if we haven't always had a huge team, it's always been fun for me. And it goes by so quick.
Yeah.
It really went by.
How cool is it that you guys have had a team score this year in every meet?
I think it's pretty cool. It's something I've never experienced before, so it's different.
It has to be because, you know, in years past, you're probably playing more for yourself, but now you're playing not only for yourself but for the team. And, I mean, that's kind of an added element. I think that's got to be pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, I never even thought about playing as a team before this year, so it is pretty cool.
All right. Well, hopefully things work out on Monday there for you. And you've played against a lot of those schools already, so I think that should help out as well. But what are you planning on doing after high school?
Oh, I don't know. College. Not sure what I want to major in or where I want to go, but I know college.
You know, you got that one step down. Now the next one, yeah, right?
Yeah.
Well, good luck in all your decisions there, and good luck to you. It's been fun talking golf with you, and once again, good luck to you coming up on Monday.
Thank you.
All right, once again, Senior Paige Pruitt joining us here from Scott County Hardware here in Scott City. And that means we get to talk with Coach Michelle Leitner here as team gets prepared here for regionals on Monday at Colby. And Coach, Monday was kind of an interesting day, kind of a tough day for you guys, but I think you had to be pretty happy with some of your players that had some good scores there that were toward the top for you guys.
Oh yeah, we had a really good day, and mm-hmm. proud of all the girls just to get out there in that heat and play 18 and not complain too much.
Yeah, well, you know, that's a big thing there, but you know, it's been unusual this year, and thought maybe it was going to be cooler by this time, but it hasn't. But I don't know, for golfers, I think this is about the ultimate weather you want to be in.
Oh yeah, because I don't think you want it to be too cold, and it's going to be cooler on Monday when we go to regionals, so we'll see how that goes. Mm-hmm. We got some new shirts this year, and they're all sleeveless, so we kind of need the heat instead of the cool air.
Well, I'll try to put in an order for you.
If you do that, that'd be great.
Or I'll have the tournament director do that, you know. But, Monday, league meet there, and you guys were in that mix there. The top five there as a team there. And, you know, it was pretty close competition, really, between 3, 4, 5, and 6.
Oh, yeah. You know, and it's always great when we can place. And it's just great that we've had enough for a team this year. Yeah. So I was just really pleased. We had some really good scores, some PRs. And
I know it's maybe a little bit tougher to judge this way, but you guys played there earlier, and I think it was just a 9-hole tournament there. Did you feel like the guys played better second time around, even though it was 18 holes maybe compared to the 9 the first time?
I think they always do better when they play 18. It gives them a chance to just go uphill. And when you play a 9-hole tournament and have to play 18 holes, I think they can better themselves the second round just because they have a record to beat for the last time they played that hole.
Absolutely here. And, you know, of course, with regionals coming up here on Monday, I think it's going to be pretty tough competition there. I know you'll see a lot of the same teams. I think maybe the only team you haven't seen is Larned this year. I think that's going to that regional. But are you guys going to head up there this weekend or have some practice rounds before Monday?
Going to try to get up there Saturday or Sunday and play at least one practice round, and then we'll head up Monday morning first thing and be ready to go.
All right, regional time here. I know it's pretty exciting, and Scott City's going to field a team, and I know that it's kind of unusual because it hasn't happened in a long time, but how fun is it to field a team in every meet this year?
Oh, it's been a lot of fun, and these girls are fun to be around, and they've got great personalities, even if they don't show them on the radio. So it's been a lot of fun, and they get along well, yeah. And that's the thing I've really enjoyed about coaching all these girls is they just get along.
And, yeah, what would you like to see from them on Monday?
I want them to have good attitudes, go out there and really just have a good time, because potentially this could be the last meet for some of the girls, mm-hmm. So they at least need to go out with having fun.
Absolutely, and you know, I think it's been fun just kind of track the progress, and I know it maybe hasn't been what you guys would like to see for placing in that, but I think that you guys have shown improvement a lot here this year.
Oh, I would agree, and you know, we still have a chance for improvement. Mm-hmm. We still have a chance to make it to state, and if not, if we don't shoot under 100, some of us have some crow to eat.
Oh, really?
Got a little side bets going on here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I noticed you were looking at one of those for
keeping it interesting.
Absolutely. I think that's the game within the game.
Yeah, because it'll be beaverific.
Beaverific. All right. All right. Point for you.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully we get to talk about some pretty good golf here next week here. As once again, Coach Michelle Leitner joins us here from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. Thanks again, as always, Coach, here. Can't wait to talk to you guys next week.
All right. Thank you, Adam.